Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter. At 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Summer is over, fall is here, and winter is on the way. You can feel it, but you don't want to feel it inside your house. You may be ready to turn up the heat, but are you ready to pay higher utility bills? Let's hope not. Tonight, my guests are going to help you keep the bills down by giving you tips on how to winterize your home. Aisha Bryant is an Ace Hardware store manager, and Willie Phillips is with D.C.'s Public Service Commission. Lines are open if you have any questions tonight about the best way to winterize your home or some of the programs in the District of Columbia that may help eligible residents to keep their bills down. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Aisha and Willie, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
First things first, Aisha, when the temperature begins to drop and people begin to search the store for winterization tips, kind of give me a thumbnail sketch of what you first tell them.
So you want to start with having the basic necessities. Just like any other event, most people, you want to direct them to batteries. Those are things that we don't necessarily, or we take for granted more often than not, because we need a flashlight in case of a situation occurs where our power goes out. And that's what you want to have initially. As far as winter is concerned, you want to make sure you have very good insulation. So you want to check your attic first, and then your furnace, and then your windows. And it's very useful for you to make sure you have a air filter that is up to date for your furnace, and that someone comes out and checks that furnace for you, because you don't want to be in the middle of a snowstorm and think that you turn your furnace on and it's going to work properly and it doesn't. So that's where you would want to start.
You mentioned the attic. What are you looking for in the attic?
So you would look for any pockets of air that may be coming through, and you want to make sure you have the right insulation. So in each home, there is a specific type of insulation that you would use. Most people in the district would use an R13, which is a specific type of insulation. So that pink cotton that you see in your home, those are going to be what insulation actually looks like.
You mentioned R13. What does that designation mean?
So it depends on the climate. So in an area like ours, which is more of a zone 5, and that has to do a lot with the weather. And so you would go from an R13 to probably a 14, just depending on the area that you're in, based on the humidity and things of that nature.
What does the insulation actually do when you're talking about putting that, the pink cotton, as you call it, mm-hmm. the fiberglass down?
Mm-hmm. So that's going to trap the energy in. So you have things that are energy drainers in your home. So most people, about 45%, space heaters take about 45% of the energy out. Your water heater takes about 18% of your energy up. Things like your computer and cooking, those are things that 4 to 5% is going to drain your energy. So you want to make sure things like the insulation are up to date and intact, so that you don't have to put a stress on your home and use a space heater when you could use, you know, what's there.
Lots to talk about tonight. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about winterizing your home to make sure that your utility bills are not higher than they need to be. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810. Lots again to talk about. Willie, what is the role of the D.C. Public Service Commission in helping people with utility bills?
Well, thank you for the question.
Sure.
About 3 years ago, the D.C. Public Service Commission kicked off a Winter Ready D.C. program. And the focus of that program is bringing experts like from ACE to come in, and they can help train the leaders in the community, churches, from the other places, to come in and tell them these are the tips that you can use, that you can take home, and you can teach your people in your house, you can teach people at your church, what they need to do to get their home winter ready. So we regulate all the major utilities, electric, natural gas, telecom, and we don't regulate DC water, but all of those utilities, they have assistance programs that can actually help you. If you get a little bit behind on your bill, there's help there for you. And these programs, and I think this is an important point, they're not public assistance programs. These are programs that are funded by DC ratepayers who've said, you know what, I want to help my neighbor. If somebody gets a little bit behind, you can call 311, the DC Public Service Commission. We work with the DC Department of Energy and Environment, where you can sign up, you can call right now, you can tell them you want to be a part of this program, you can qualify under the income, and we'll get you set up.
I was about to ask, how does one qualify? What are the baselines for income requirements?
Yeah, well, those are federally set income requirements, and we use the same levels that the federal government uses in a program called LIHEAP. You may be familiar with that. That's a program that if you can, for heating your home, we use exact same levels that they do. And so I think it's like $60,000 or something like that for a home of four people.
Mm-hmm. Is there a website that people can go to find out information?
Absolutely. So DC Public Service Commission, we have a Winter Ready DC page, and our website is www.dcpsc.org.
DCPSC.org.
That's right.
There you go. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about winterizing your home to make sure that you don't pay more on your utility bills than you have to when the temperature drops. Let's go to Lanice. I believe that's on the name. Lanice calling from Maryland. Lanice, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, Harold and Gus. Yes, I was wondering, I have two units in my home, and I have one of the, have the thermostats that you can schedule. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, what do I schedule for in the hours that I am not home? About my pipes freezing.
Okay, because you have a dual system. You have zoned heating and cooling.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the optimal temperature would be about 70 degrees, and that's what most people keep it at. So that would be a good place to start.
And if I could point out, too, even for people who, I know your question is about your programmable thermostatting, kudos to you for having one. I think that's very important. I have one in my home. But if you don't have a programmable thermostat, one of the best things you can do to create efficiency in your home is just turn your thermostat down every time you leave, mm-hmm. so that when you're not there, you're not throwing away money by heating a house that's empty.
Mm-hmm. When you're not there, how low do you turn it down when we're talking about temperatures outside that are below freezing?
So I would suggest, yeah, I would suggest somewhere in the range between 60 and 70, to be quite honest with you. You don't want to get it too warm, but you don't want to make it too cool either.
Mm-hmm. And I use 68. That's mm-hmm. what that's the number that I use.
68, because Lanice, I would assume that you probably work kind of a 9-to-5, 8-to-6 kind of job, or
yes.
Right.
Yes.
And
yes.
So, and if there's nobody home during the day, you know, the furniture is going to be nice and warm when you come home, but you don't want your utility bill, your utility bill to be hot. So thank you so much for your question. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Robert calling from, I'm sorry, Lynette calling from Mitchellville. Thanks for calling, Lynette. What's on your mind?
Oh, yes. Hi. Yes, I just bought a new house out here in Mitchellville, Maryland.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. And lots of times, every time I put the thermostat up to 80, it heats the house. But I don't want to continue keeping it at 80. I want to kind of like lower it to like 78, 76. And when I put it on that particular temperature, I can barely feel heat coming out of the vents.
Hmm. Interesting. Your thoughts about that?
So, Lynette, you need to call a professional. You need to get someone out there to take a look at that ductwork because something is going on internal that no one can see. It's not a matter of your filter. It's not a matter of – and it may be a matter of – go ahead.
Yeah. I'm still under warranty, so what I'll do is I'll get in touch with perhaps the builder, and maybe he can get in touch with the people who install the furnace. Maybe I'll do that. But I just thought maybe y'all had an answer to that. But thank you so much. I really appreciate this time.
It's no problem.
Well, thank you so much, Lynette. Which brings me to another issue about duct work, whether it's like Lynette, she's purchased a new home, or if you've been in your home for a while, do you shut the vents, and what might clogged ductwork do to the efficiency of your home, even if those vents are clogged in rooms that you may not be using quite frequently?
So you can do some things to redirect the airflow. So we sell some diverters. And so it's just a plastic diverter, and it has magnets on both sides, and it diverts the heat in one direction or the other. Fans are also useful. So what many people, the misconception with a fan in the winter is it's going to get cold. So there is a knob on the side of the fan that allows the fan to go in a different direction so that it will place the heat throughout the home.
Ceiling fans.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Now, if you have a duct clog or something is blocking it, what impact does that have on the efficiency of your system?
Oh, it's working overtime. It's trying to do the work of an entire system through a very small scope of that furnace, and that's going to be detrimental to you going forward for sure. So calling someone out, getting them to take a look at it, that doesn't cost a lot.
The sooner the better.
Absolutely.
That's right. And it's a lot cheaper than actually having to fix or replace a system. So I agree with that.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about winterizing your home. Winter is coming. Isn't that a Game of Thrones kind of thing?
Jon Snow.
Yeah. Winter is coming, so you don't want any cold weather drama at your home. Robert, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Robert. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to comment on the R-value for insulation in your ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
By cold, you probably, in this area, you're not going to use anything with a resistance value of less than R38, not R13.
Now, for those of us who don't know about the alphabet soup, what's the difference? Because that doesn't mean much to me. R1, R13, R38, what's the difference?
Well, it has to do with the U value, which...
And that, okay, hold on, you're hurting me, Robert. Robert, you hurt me real bad. You've gone from R to U.
In our store, we have a guide, and so it'll tell you where to go. Excuse me for making the mistake of the 13, Robert. I provide the professional suggestions to you. So we have a guide that allows you to look at what specific insulation goes in which room and which parts of the home.
Okay. And the U, what does the U mean, Robert?
The resistance, it values out to the resistance of infiltration from the outside, from the outside to the inside of your house. So the higher the number, the more resistance you have of the cold air coming in the winter and the hot air coming in the summer.
Very well. That makes sense.
R13 is a lower resistance value than R38, and it also deals with thickness. You can't put R38 in your walls because of the thickness.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a lot to do with the thickness and the R value and the U value.
Okay. Well, Robert, thank you so much. By the way, before I go to a break, there's an event. It's coming up on Saturday that will go into much more detail about all of the things that we're going to be talking about tonight. Willie, real quick, tell me about that, please.
That's right. So we have a Fix-It Festival. The D.C. Public Service Commission is going to be out at Annie's Hardware, and that's located at 3405 8th Street Northeast. We're going to start... we'll be there from 10 a.m. to noon. So please come out.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll have ours over at Frager's Hardware, which is one of the 11 stores that we have in this area. It's 1323 East Street Southeast, and ours is from 11 to 2. All of the other locations in the city, the Ace and Woodley Park, Adams Morgan, Tacoma, we'll have those events there as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that. And, of course, that information will be posted on our website on WHUR.com after 9 o'clock. But stay with us. Tony calling from D.C., Dallas calling from D.C. We're going to take your phone calls next. Lines are open still, even after 7:30, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about winterizing your home before winter gets here, keeping those utility bills down. We'll be back in just a moment. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're helping you to keep your utility bills down by giving you tips on how your home. Aisha Bryant is an Ace Hardware Store manager here in the district, and Willie Phillips is with DC's Public Service Commission. Lines are open, still taking your calls about winterizing your home at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tony, calling from DC as promised, what's on your mind? Tony, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I most certainly can. Turn your radio down. Great. What's on your mind?
All right, great. I'm a local contractor. I provide services to the senior sector in both Ward 7 and 8. I came onto the show, and I came on at the end where the gentleman was talking about the A stores. I guess their staff giving some pointers to the folks to educate the homeowners. I wanted to know about getting that information so I could pass along or utilizing and doing work and helping them understand, you know, what I'm doing and why. So,
You can go in about the event that's happening this Saturday. You can reiterate that he just missed that.
So, absolutely. I was saying that the Public Service Commission, we're going to be at Annie's Hardware. That's located at 3405 8th Street Northeast. And we're going to have a Fix-It Festival. And just as I said, we're going to have people out there that can show you tips, demonstrate for you how you can winterize your home. The commission, we're actually focused on making sure that you can do stuff for under $100. And we're going to have a 100 winter-ready DC toolkits that we're going to give out to people during that two-hour period. So please come down, check it out, and I'll be there, and I hope to see you there.
Okay. Tony, thank you so much for your phone call. Let's go to Dallas. Dallas calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Dallas. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to know, is what's the one of the best ways of winterizing your home when it comes to window air conditioner units?
Interesting question.
So we sell seals that you can put in to insulate that area so that the air doesn't come in. And you can do that year round. So it doesn't necessarily have to be something that you install in the wintertime because obviously you don't want that AC unit to work super hard, you know, during the summertime. So yeah, we definitely have some foam that you can put in to block the air from coming in.
You know, another trick you can use if you, you know, want to be budget conscious, and I know a lot of people do, is you can just take a door stopper. A lot of them you can cut with scissors, and you can place them in places in your window or even around your air conditioning unit to help provide insulation there as well.
And there you go. Dallas, thank you so much for your phone call. Ann calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Ann. What's on your mind?
I'm in an older home and have the insulation in the attic, great furnace. Actually got a brand new furnace a few years ago. My problem is the north side of my house. It stays cold because I don't have any insulation in the cavity of the walls because of the age of the house. And I've had insulation companies come in and they say the cavity is just too narrow to put anything in there. So other than space heaters, is there anything else I can do to try to keep the rooms warm?
The space heater is probably going to be your best bet. If you could use some room darkening curtains to try to keep the heat in. But the space heater and the room darkening curtains, those are probably going to be your best bet if you're given that advice.
Okay.
Great. And thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Jordan calling from Northwest D.C. Jordan, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I'm a baby boomer.
Okay.
And I live in a house by myself. And I'm concerned. I put copper pipes all in the basement, at least. But I'm concerned about pipes bursting. And so I haven't wrapped them, but at least they're copper. And are there special programs for seniors?
Two questions there. First, let's talk about wrapping and protecting your pipes.
So I'll let Willie take this over because we just had a conversation about what he does in his home, and he would give you some really good advice that's going to work for you.
Well, I appreciate the alley-oop there. Well, the main thing you want to do is winterize your pipes. And the way that you do that is you go to the source. You want to go into probably in the room where your hot water heater is or something like that. And there's going to be lines. There are main water lines that feed especially your outdoor faucets. You want to make sure you turn those off. And I have four. I turn them all to the left, all the way to where they're not in line with the pipe, but they're actually perpendicular to the pipe. Then you want to go to the outside faucet. You want to turn that all the way open, all the way open to what the water's on, bleed all of the water out of those pipes. That way, when the temperature gets too low, below freezing, and your pipes start to freeze, there won't be any water in there to actually expand and burst your pipes leading to the outside.
And, Jordan, you might want to look into a blanket for your water heater. I know that sounds odd, but that is a thing. And you can put it around your water heater so that it keeps everything intact and it keeps it insulated.
And also, what about wrapping the exposed pipes?
Yes, so there are wraps that we sell at the store, and they're long tubular foam wraps that you can just pop right over the pipes.
And they're not expensive.
No, not at all, not at all. We sell them in about 8 foot. So, yeah, you could buy a couple of those and be in good shape for the winter.
Mm-hmm. And what about programs for seniors?
Well, yeah, well, there are some programs available. Most of what the commission is focused on, though, is actually helping you with your bill. And so I can definitely point you in the direction if you were to go on our website, www.dcpsc.org, there would be a list of programs, a list of numbers that you can contact to get those programs.
And it's dcpsc.org, Jordan. That's DC as in District of Columbia, PSC as in Public Service Commission, .org. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Would I also be able to get some information from AARP?
You can go to aarp.org.
That's right. And actually, AARP, they're very active in this space. They've come to some of our proceedings. They've come to some of our hearings. So they actually are focused on this. This is an important issue for seniors. So I thank you for raising the issue.
There you go, Jordan. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I want to get back to the top-down winterization of the home. We talked about attics. And what's the next step, Aisha, when you talk about winterization of your home?
So the misconception is that a fireplace would keep the home a lot warmer than a central type of a unit. The fireplace can actually cost you a little more in terms of energy. You need to make sure that there's a spot where you close it so the air doesn't come in when it is off. The other things that you can do insulating or putting wrapping or seal on your windows and doors. We sell door sweeps that are very useful, and it doesn't allow air to come underneath.
What is a door sweep?
So the door sweep is basically a protector. So your door, most doors may have either a quarter inch or a very small slit where air can come through, and you can put a door sweep, install it on the bottom of the door to keep the air out. A lot of homes in D.C., you would prefer to have a storm door, so an additional door, so it's going to keep all of your air in. We sell some things called draft busters that can go inside your home and on the outside. So it's a long foam that you just slide under the door, and there's one piece of foam on one side and one on the other, so it's protecting both sides of the door.
You mentioned fireplaces. What would be besides the flue closing and, mm-hmm. and preventing air from going in, because most flues are metal. Mm-hmm. And so how else might you insulate a fireplace if you have one to keep cold air out?
So obviously keep the doors closed. Now, most fireplaces are going to be open. So you would need to make sure at the top that it's closed off.
Or at the top of the chimney.
Yeah, but that's more of more expertise than I have. We do a lot of, very simple questions, and a lot of people come in the stores and want us to, give advice that we may not be able to provide them because they need more work done. We have a board outside of our store where several contractors, licensed, bonded, will leave their card, and we will suggest those people from time to time.
Mm-hmm. I see.
You know, one of the tips I recently heard too was make sure that you seal your switches and outlets that are on exterior walls. That's something that a lot of homeowners don't think about. But
how do you do that?
So there is a foam that you can put on the back of an outlet so the air doesn't seep through. That's going to be something that's in older homes. In newer homes, the insulation where at the point of the outlet, that's not something that you need to concern yourself with. But definitely a lot of the homes in the district, you may want to use a foam, and it would be very easy. You just take a flathead or a Phillips head screwdriver, unscrew the two screws that are on that plate, and you pop the insulation on, and it's foam, and it works very well.
What about windows? We had a caller who talked about insulating windows, and I would imagine older homes, and you brought some foam window seal. Mm-hmm. So how does that work?
So at the base of your window, when you open the window, you could put a foam or a sponge or a rubber seal there to make sure that the air doesn't seep through. So we work under a good, better, and best scenario. So good would be the foam. It's going to be something that's about $4.99, very cost efficient. The sponge is going to go up probably about $2, so that'll be about $6.99. And your best option is going to be the rubber. Now, the rubber is your best option because once the snow melts, that rubber is not going to get wet. It's going to be something that dries very easily.
So what you're saying is if you have a vertical sliding window, mm-hmm. you just open the window mm-hmm. and just lay it down and then just close it on top.
So at the point where the window opens, on the actual window, you're going to put that underneath. So when you close the window, the foam would be right there at the bottom for you when you're closing the window.
Oh, so the part that you lift up, you place
that's
it underneath.
You, absolutely.
And then you close the window on, mm-hmm. and it'll just be on. Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there are other things that you can do. We have a plastic insulation that you tape onto the border of the window, and then you would use a blow dryer, and it seals all of the window for you.
Not the most attractive thing.
Not at all. Not at all. But when you're when you're cold. Right? Yeah, it comes in handy.
Let's keep it real.
Yeah.
let's keep it real with, you know, with how much it costs. Thank you so much. Willie, you were about to say something.
No, I totally agree. And I just want to say one of the things, if you can put your hand up to the window and you can feel any type of cool air coming through at all, then you know you're a good candidate for that. If you can fit a nail, even a nail between the door, between the windowsill and the door, then that's something that you want to make sure you address, even if you have to use the ugly plastic.
How do you, there have been times when I'm sitting in my living room and I finally figured out where it was coming. I have a glass and brass door over my fireplace in the living room, but it also has a vent, a sliding vent there, and I've had to place something up against it because, like so many homes here in the district, my home is 85 years old. And so I've had to make some modifications in order to keep a draft out. But say, for example, if you don't have a fireplace, but you're still feeling a draft, how do you figure out where it's coming from?
That's a very good question. And that would be something that I would call someone to figure out where it's coming from. After a certain point in time, you have to give up on it.
You have to get a professional.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, I mean, a lot of people don't realize higher ceilings make a difference because you're attempting to heat, you know, a
open
lot space. Of space, right?
and
it's not going to get to you really quickly.
If at all, yeah. I've often had that discussion with people. You know, you buy those McMansions and you have those cavernous foyers, but the reality is nobody's up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a great big open space. So we're going to talk more about winterizing your home. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment. Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're helping you keep your utility bills down by giving you tips on how to winterize your home with Aisha Bryant. She is an Ace Hardware store manager, and Willie Phillips. He's with DC's Public Service Commission. If you have any questions or comments, lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Willie, during the break, we were talking about assistance for seniors, and you were talking about one of the programs that people probably would be, interested in hearing about.
That's right. There's the Washington Gas Fuel Fund. It's a partnership between Washington Gas and the Salvation Army. That's one additional program. We require them to do the residential assistance program. This is actually a voluntary program, and you contact the Salvation Army if you need help with anything regarding, and it's not just gas, but electric.
Okay. That's good to know. Aisha, talk to me a little bit more about what people can do to keep their home winterized. Oh, you know, one of the things that was mentioned, you know, earlier, programmable thermostats, are they for every kind of home, or are they really only for modern homes?
I would say they're more for the modern home. A lot of people look at the bells and whistles and want that, but a lot of the homes in D.C., there are certain things that you can't do, no matter the amount of electricity that you try to run through, and you may demo an entire wall to try to get to it and rewire it. Sometimes it's just not for that home. A lot of people need to make sure that they're taking the time when it is daylight savings to think about things that are upcoming. So you want to make sure your smoke detector has batteries. And you want to do those things, especially when we have the change where we spring forward or we fall back, for sure.
And I think that's a really critical point, because unfortunately there have been some very difficult lessons that we've learned in the D.C. metro area where people have been severely hurt or even killed because smoke detectors are there,
mm-hmm.
but they don't change batteries.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, the smoke detectors, when the batteries die, you know, some of the older ones, they don't beep when the batteries are dying. They just die. And I think that's really critical. And this is not so much about winterization, but home safety. Just about any jurisdiction in which you live, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, and otherwise, if you call your local fire department, they will come in and they will install.
Absolutely.
And they will check on it. Obviously, you may need to give them some time depending on, you know, the kind of work that they're doing, because at any given time, there could be an emergency.
And we'll have D.C. Fire at the Fix-It Fest on Saturday from 11 to 2 to answer some of those questions for people. And the greatest thing about smoke detectors now, they double as carbon monoxide detectors as well.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit.
Well, I mean, I think the point that I wanted to make really is about preparedness. I think that's a huge part. We're talking about preparedness now, but being prepared for winter is a lot. It has a lot to do with being winter ready. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we're focused on at the commission. I say do three things. All right. First, get yourself an emergency kit. And in that kit, you want to make sure you have everything that you need, like flashlights. If you have any type of essential medication or something like that, make sure you have a kit that's ready to go in the event that you get snowed in for some type of long period or you have some type of outage. Number two, make sure you have a plan. Just like the folks down on the Gulf that just had the hurricane, you know, if we have some significant snow event in the district and you don't have power for a long time, you need to already start now. Don't wait. Get yourself a plan of where you can go, where you need to be. Number three, I think you need to check your resources. Make sure you know. Don't wait till the light's out and you're trying to figure out, how do I call Pepco? How do I call Washington Gas? My gas is out. Get those numbers. Get those things together now. And one of the things you need to do is make sure that you can contact the D.C. Public Service Commission. And I'll give you our phone number. I gave you the website. The phone number is 202-626-5100.
Earlier, you mentioned that at the event on Saturday that you're going to be giving away kits that will be helpful in that regard. What will be in those kits?
That's a great question. So one of the main things we have six LED lights. They're going to be in the kit. Those are high-efficiency lights that you can take and replace. They last for a very long time, and they're pretty expensive. That's something you can use. We will have, you know, flashlights. We'll have some of the things that I just talked about. It'll basically be the kit that you need. You'll just need to add in the personal items that you need, like your medication and stuff like that.
And what was the phone number you were just talking about?
Sure. It's 202-626-5100. And look, the Public Service Commission, we're here. So if you find that you get in a little trouble, you get a little bit behind your bills, we have a consumer services department where you can call us. You can come in. We can help you. We can sit down with you. We can look over what your situation is. We can help you get to the right person at the utilities, and maybe we can work out some type of payment plan, budget billing. This is what we do for the residents of D.C.
Okay. Aisha, we were talking about some of the other kinds of things that you can do when you're winterizing your home. Please go right ahead.
Weather stripping. That's another good thing to keep in mind, and the weather stripping can go on your doors and your windows. But just to piggyback on what Willie said, you definitely need a plan. And you need to get everyone involved in the plan so everyone knows what the plan is. A lot of times our parents will sit down and here's what our plan is, and we need to incorporate how we're going to get, you know, the smaller individuals in our home out. And that goes for your pets as well. You want to make sure that everything has a plan and you're ready to react when instances happen that are beyond our control.
Absolutely.
One of the things we often hear a lot about, and I probably don't have the name correct, but power vampires, power sucking, all of these devices that years ago we didn't have. How do you suggest that we address that, like when we turn down our thermostat during the day? I mean, do we turn off the internet when we leave the house? I thought about this. Mine is on, but mine is also connected with my security system, so turning it off probably wouldn't be good. But what other things might work?
Yeah, I wouldn't start with the internet, but one of the things that would be good, I mean, you make an excellent point. All right. Everybody has chargers. I have a charger in every room because I'm constantly on my phone. I have kids. They're constantly on their devices. That's the first thing you can do. You can go through and unplug even the chargers, things that you're not currently using. Just unplug those and then plug them in when you need them. So it's a great point. The vampire devices. That's a good point.
And what about the power strips? Some of the power strips that I've seen now, and I admit I have a couple in my house that are rather complex because you can turn some of them on, some of them off. And are you familiar with those at all?
Yes. We have several different types. What you don't want to do is overload the power strip. So you don't want to have a microwave, per se, and the refrigerator and things that are going to be energy suckers. You don't want those to be on the same source because that can cause a short, and that could be a problem that's even more expensive than just replacing your microwave. What people – another misconception is – those devices are not what are costing you the energy, especially in the winter. It is definitely the space heater. It is definitely the water heater. You can't turn the fridge off. You can't you can't unplug the fridge. But the fridge is another thing that's taking up a lot of energy. And now, you know, refrigerators are so complex. There are TVs in them and you know, things of that nature.
And they're lit up all the time they talk to you and they feed you and all of that other kind
play
of stuff.
Play a little bit of music if you need
it. But to Willie's point, for example, I have one of those Sonos systems. It's the music system, and then it occurred to me, even though it may be a small thing, that it has a little light on it because it's always ready to play, and I decided that if I'm not playing music in the house through that particular system, particularly if it's just been sitting on for a month, maybe it's time to unplug it.
Yeah.
Until I'm ready to use it.
The point is you're right. It's not going to save you personally. It may not save you a lot of money. It may not save a lot of energy. But in the aggregate, and that's something that we have to think about in our communities. We have to think about just not ourselves, but everybody. You know, if everybody takes that extra step to unplug their music system, then we can lower the energy demand for everybody and save everybody collectively a little bit of money.
Yeah. I think that's a good way to end this conversation. Aisha Bryan and Willie Phillips, thank you both so much for talking to us. And good luck this weekend at the event. And hopefully a lot of folks will come out and learn how to winterize their homes. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Thursday, October 18th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now stay tuned for The Connection. Good night.